A Christian wedding ceremony should be beautiful, reverent, personal, and covenant-centered, but wedding ministers also need to be prepared for the unexpected. A ceremony emergency plan is not a lack of faith. It is part of faithful ministry. Proverbs teaches wisdom, foresight, and prudence. Jesus told his disciples to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. A wedding officiant who prepares for problems is not being negative. That officiant is serving the bride, the groom, the families, the witnesses, and the public covenant moment with love. The first part of a wedding day emergency plan is clarity. Before the ceremony day, the officiant should know several basic things. Where is the marriage license? Who has it? Has it been completed properly? Who is responsible for signing it? Who returns it? Where will the ceremony happen if it rains? Who has authority if the venue changes the plan? Who is the point person for the wedding party? Who handles music cues? Who helps elderly guests, disabled guests, or family members with special needs? Who contacts emergency services if someone becomes ill? These may sound like logistics, but Ministry Sciences reminds us that ministry happens through systems, presence, communication, trust, and readiness. If the system breaks down, people become anxious. If people become anxious, the officiant's calm leadership matters. The second part of emergency planning is spiritual steadiness. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They bring joy, nerves, family history, hope, expectation, and sometimes hidden stress into the ceremony. The officiant must not become emotionally reactive. A missing ring, a late musician, a crying child, a windy microphone, or a tense parent does not need to control the ceremony. The ceremony belongs under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The disruption is real, but not sovereign either. The officiant helps keep the covenant moment clear. The third part is having simple backup plans. If the microphone fails, know how to project your voice. If the rings are missing, proceed with ring language adapted for later placement. If the unity ritual table is not ready, skip it gracefully. If the weather turns, move to the backup location without dramatic commentary. If the bride or groom becomes overwhelmed, pause, pray briefly, breathe, and continue with dignity. If the license is missing, do not pretend everything is legally complete. The ceremony may continue as a religious or symbolic ceremony if appropriate, but the officiant must not misrepresent civil solemnization. This course gives ministry training, not legal advice. Always verify local civil requirements with the proper authority. Chaplain settings require even more care. A hospital, hospice, correctional, military, or elder care wedding may involve consent concerns, institutional rules, family conflict, health limitations, or short notice. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. For the one wedding officiant, the lesson is simple. Do not wing it. For the experienced officiant, the lesson is discipline. Create a repeatable checklist. For church staff, the lesson is coordination. Know the church policy and ceremony flow. For chaplains, the lesson is careful presence, protect dignity, consent, and policy. For life coach ministers and romance officiants, the lesson is wisdom. Ceremony beauty must not cover over danger, coercion, or unresolved crisis. A wedding day emergency plan protects the covenant witness. It helps the officiant remain present, prepared, prayerful, and clear. Beauty serves covenant. Preparation serves love. And calm readiness helps the bride and groom enter Christian marriage with truth, dignity, and grace.